But the Mahayana, in the Perfection of Wisdom literature, goes even further than this. So we come on from the second kind of shunyata, that is the emptiness of the unconditioned, we come on to the third, which is Mahashunyata. Mahashunyata is the great emptiness or the great void. And according to the Mahayana, which is the great yana, it's very great and very empty indeed. It's defined or described as consisting in the emptiness of the very distinction between conditioned and unconditioned, or in Buddhistic terminology, samsara and nirvana, world and transcendental. Here we are told, or rather in this stage we experience and realize, that the distinction between conditioned and unconditioned, samsara and nirvana, on which our whole spiritual life had been based so far, is in the ultimate analysis only mind-made, mind-created. It's only a concept, a conceptual difference, a conceptual distinction, not a real one. All things equally are shunyata, voidness, emptiness, the conditioned and the unconditioned. It is all one voidness, all one emptiness, all one shunyata, Mahashunyata, which embraces within itself all opposites or distinctions whatsoever. So, according to the Perfection of Wisdom teachings, all things whatsoever, whether great or small, high or low, pure or impure, enlightened or unenlightened, or beings whatsoever, are all of them one, if we can use this word, unique, ineffable, absolute reality, within which there are no distinctions whatsoever. Not that distinctions are wiped out or obliterated, but that they are not final, only provisional. There's no distinction, ultimately, and we're speaking now from a very lofty viewpoint indeed, no distinction ultimately between conditioned and unconditioned, even between enlightened and unenlightened, if one takes a sufficiently high viewpoint.